It's hardly Santa land, but as Christmas approaches, Montu's Bakery in a dingy lane in central Kolkata is one of Kolkata's hottest addresses. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The man I ask for directions says there's no sign outside, but you'll know it from the smell of cakes baking. But when I finally get there, it's more Dickensian than Willy Wonka. A sweatshop for cakes. The rooms are cramped and dingy, the paint peeling, the passageways narrow. Shirts and old bags hang from hooks on the wall. Workers squat on the floor, briskly stirring mounds of flour with slabs of butter, cracked eggshells littered around them. Their hands move in a whir as they beat bowls of sunny yellow batter. Montu's own cakes are legendary. Fruit cakes, plain cakes, box cakes, cheap cakes sold in tea shops, and the white chenna cake made of ricotta cheese-like curdled milk. But come Christmas, Montu does something the big, fancy patisseries do not. He rents out his oven and his bakers for anyone who wants their own home-baked Christmas. Like Shireen Poddar. She brought her flour, sugar, eggs, chopped fruits, old monk rum, and a little brandy in her red coach shopping bag. I'm not Christian, but I love fruitcake, she says as she presides over her cake mixing. Have you washed your hands properly? She scolds as the worker starts mixing the flour and sugar. She measures out the rum and the rum-soaked raisins. Right before Christmas, it becomes practically a 24-hour operation. Above the heads of workers beating the batter, other workers sleep on bunk beds, oblivious to the racket. The oven is rented not by the hour, but by the kilo of sugar. At about ₹250 or $4 per kilo of sugar, Montu's cakes are still a deal. Rocky Michael Diabrio has been coming to Montu's for two generations. Wherever his bakery has moved, we have followed, he says. And Montu accommodates everybody, even if it means he barely has time to sleep.
He accommodates everybody. So next few days, I think nobody goes. The oven is 24 hours, and these are round the clock. He'll get tired and he'll go to sleep for 4 hours, 5 hours, he'll get up.
But Mrs. Morris, a formidable woman in a flowered dress with a walking stick, is not happy. She's been waiting around for hours and she has a lot of stitching to do at home.
Given us correct time. I have so much stitching pending over there. It has been 11:30 and now he's finished. And it has been 11, now how it will happen.
But they all wait because Montu is a master baker. Even the neighborhood drunk agrees. The local tough barges in, creates a ruckus, curses and threatens, and ultimately staggers around demanding free cake. Mrs. Morris is unfazed. She's more perturbed about her cakes than drunks. She's afraid Montu is turning up the heat too much to save time.
Montu, itna tez mat do baba. Kahan ne nikalal ne hota hai?
Montu, a gray-haired man in a sleeveless vest, his hands blackened with soot, placates her with tea. He says business is good at this time as he puts another batch into the huge wood-fired oven.
এক মাসে তো ভিড় মানে বেশি মেন সার্ভিসের ভিড় বেশি হয় এবং আমাদের যে কাস্টমার সব আছে আর আছে কেক সাপ্লাই দিতে হয়।
His grandfather learned this from the British. He was a cook for them. He is the third generation in the trade and he might be the last. This is back-breaking work, especially during Christmas. Sheikh Saeed, who's been baking here for 20 years, says demand is up, but the number of bakers is down. The children are all going away.
Na baking er byabsha to mane komi hoyeche beshi ar hocche na karon era baire taire chole jacche.
He says it's hard to find educated people to go into this kind of old fashioned baking business anymore. Montu's own son is studying hotel management. But for now, as batch after batch of fruitcake comes out of the oven, the butter still bubbling, the sugar caramelized, and are set out on the floor to cool, each one baked with a slip of paper bearing the name of the person they belong to, Shireen, Lucy, Rocky. There's still some home-baked, wood-fired cake, as only Montu can bake it. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. We're baking cookies, woo-woo, baking cookies, woo-woo, baking cookies, woo-woo. Cause Santa Claus is coming into my house. It's that time of year, woo-woo. Christmas is here, woo-woo. And the whole house is stirring, preparing for the man of the hour. We're messing up the kitchen, woo-woo. The oven timer's ticking, woo-woo.